The controversy over lane closures at the George Washington Bridge last September is beginning to get national media attention as Democrats link Chris Christie, a possible Republican presidential contender, to this issue. And today there are a few new developments about what may have happened. Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Matt.
Hey there.
So this is a complicated story with a lot of different players. So back up and explain what this is all about.
Sure thing. So over the last few weeks, Democratic lawmakers have been holding hearings to try to figure out who knew about the situation back in September. It was the first day of school, and all the local lanes, two of the three local lanes from the town of Fort Lee, where the bridge begins in New Jersey, were closed. So a couple of weeks ago, New Jersey's representative at the Port Authority, Bill Baroni, he came before a committee in Trenton and said they were conducting a traffic study, and that's why the lanes were closed. Democrats were very skeptical. They think the lanes may have been closed as an act of political revenge, possibly against the Democratic mayor of the town of Fort Lee, because the mayor did not endorse Christie for re-election. So yesterday, on Monday, the Democrats brought before the committee Patrick Foy. He's the Port Authority Executive Director. He's a Governor Cuomo appointee. And he said essentially that no one knew about the closures of the lanes before they happened, or no one significant. He said that the local mayor didn't know, the police chief, the media was not informed intentionally, and that he himself, the head of the agency, didn't know. And this is a big deal because there was a massive traffic jam throughout the town, and local officials said it threatened public safety. So this has piqued everybody's interest in Trenton.
So Patrick Foy testifies he didn't know of a traffic study. Two other top officials at the Port Authority testified there was no traffic study. And yet last month, Governor Christie's top appointee to this bi-state agency testified, yes, there was a traffic study. He actually showed up to the assembly's hearing with a poster board detailing it. What explains that, and what's been the fallout so far?
Well, the man who showed up with the poster board, Bill Baroni, his deputy, David Wildstein, whom he said was kind of in charge of this study, he resigned last week. Wildstein is an interesting figure in this issue. He's Governor Christie's friend from high school. He's a former blogger for a site called Politiker NJ. He was an anonymous political blogger for years, had all kinds of scoops and inside information on what was going on. And he's the former mayor of Livingston. So he resigned. He was a Christie appointee. And now Bill Baroni himself is on the hot seat. He's the deputy executive director of the Port Authority. He's someone who's long been in Christie's inner circle. He's a former state senator. Two Democratic legislators told me that they think he might be gone by the end of this week, but there's no official word about that from the Port Authority or the governor's office. Christie often stays by his people, and it might be the case with this. Even when Wildstein left last week, Christie released a statement praising him, so we'll see.
And is he offering any response to Patrick Foy's testimony yesterday?
No, I asked the spokesman today, and he declined comments. And that has happened in the past with other controversies. Christie has been successfully able to wait things out, and they passed by. Last week, I asked him if he was responsible for all this or if he knew about the lane closures, and he made a big joke about it, and he said he was the guy out there in the overalls moving the cones and wearing a hat. And he said the Democrats just have nothing better to do, and this is ridiculous, and he knew nothing about it. Democratic sources I spoke to today aren't even all of the, some of them are, but some of them are not even that convinced that Christie knew anything about this. Fort Lee, it's a town of 35,000 people, and officials there have long had a tense relationship with the George Washington Bridge and the people who operate it. It's the busiest bridge in the world, and it's a major tenant, if you will, of their community. So there's long been tension there, and that could be the source of this.
Briefly, Matt, what's the next step?
Well, Democrats split. They smell blood here. So the two most obvious next steps would be for Wildstein and Barone to come before the committee again and have to testify under oath. But the person responsible for that, Assemblyman John Wisniewski, said he's not sure what he's going to do yet. I talked to him today. He's going to look at the transcripts from yesterday's six-hour hearing and figure out how to proceed. So we'll see.
And any potential fallout for Governor Christie going forward from this?
John Wisniewski was on the Assemblyman. The Democratic Assemblyman has sort of been running the show here. He was on MSNBC last night, and he said, for a guy who wants to be president, how can he be president if he can't even run a bridge? And that is potentially a vulnerability for Christie if he decides to run for president, if this controversy were to escalate. But new poll out today, he's got 65% approval ratings, and no immediate effect for the governor, for sure, especially since there's no direct link to him just yet.
Matt Katz covers Governor Chris Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC. Thanks a lot, Matt.
You got it, Amy.
This is WNYC.